think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart
most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. Do you realize that by touching your face in the presence of disease, you're committing the manual and automatic transmission of disease?
Working round the clock on this.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, why it's so hard not to touch your face.
So, public health officials are telling us that in the wake of the coronavirus that is spreading the world in March of 2020, that one way to prevent the spread of the disease is not to touch your face, which is easier said than done.
Absolutely. And of course, it's not just preventing coronavirus. I mean, most diseases are entering our bodies through mucous membranes, of which there are many in the orifices on our face. And
fewer elsewhere.
That's one of the miracles of skin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have this nice sealed bag that we live in that keeps germs on the outside and us on the inside. But there are openings, and you don't want to get the germs near
the germs
those.
In the openings. Yeah. The big problem is that these mucous membranes are generally speaking also very rich in nerve endings for good reason, because you'd like to know if there's damage to those. And so as a result, these nerve endings create all sorts of sensations, including itches.
Itches.
So because of all of these itches that then cry out for attention, you create habits to scratch yourself or to otherwise engage with those mucous membranes. And the thing about habits is that ultimately you do these things mindlessly. And so one way to avoid becoming aware of all of the irritations on your face is that you immediately have the habit to take care of those. And so then you just do it without thinking about it. And that makes you less uncomfortable moment by moment, but it also means that your germ-carrying hands come into contact with the germ entry membranes on a regular basis. And that's actually bad for your health, particularly when there's some kind of noxious germ out there trying to get at you.
Yeah, and somebody could rightly ask, now, wait a minute, pre-coronavirus, people have been touching their faces all the time with no discernible negative consequences.
Colds, flu.
Exactly. And that's just what I wanted to get to, Art. You're such a good segue. Because actually, the things that transmit disease are not, this isn't just a coronavirus thing. This is all kinds of viruses and bacteria and other things that find entry points into our body. And I think, you know, when you start to look around at all the stuff you put your hands on that other people have had their hands on, and you think, well, clearly some stuff is coming off on some hands and getting on other hands. And so it's easy to see how a communicable disease is transmitted so effectively. But because often the hand touching our face doesn't create immediate negative consequences, and as Art said a minute ago, it's certainly satisfying. If I have an itch on my cheek and I scratch my cheek and the itch goes away, what's teaching me that that's a bad thing to do? And so what Art was mentioning about habits, of course, one thing that we need to add to that is that habits often run off without any conscious volitional action at all. We're just doing what our bodies have learned to do and practice doing. And as a result of that, now that it is more consequential, potentially, to transmit germs that are on surfaces to your face and your hands and your eyes, your nose, your mouth, well, now it's a bigger deal. But what's challenging about this is we've spent decades, perhaps all of our lives, touching our faces after our hands aren't washed and not clean. And now suddenly there's a consequence that makes it a little more important that we remember that. But all that habituated behavior that just runs off on its own, that doesn't require thinking. And when many of us realize we're touching our faces, is why we're touching our faces and not on our, as our hand is on our way to our cheek.
You'd think, okay, so what we do is we tell you, don't touch your face. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is not only are you not mindful of the action, so you don't even realize you're touching your face until you're touching your face, but on top of that, if I say to you, don't touch your face, then even if you begin to become aware of your hand moving towards your face. You actually have to do that mindfully and effortfully, which is the antithesis of a habit, because that's the thing that happens automatically and without conscious control. And when you want to change a habit, you do not change a habit by not doing something.
Yeah.
And so let's just dig quickly into the motivational system, which we've talked about a little bit on past shows, but just to reorient everybody, the habit system is part of what I tend to call the GO system, which is a bunch of brain mechanisms deep in the brain that drive you to act. And habits are these things in which you have a memory of the action to perform in a particular situation. So the memory of touching your face when you have an itch is now, so you've done it so many times, as Bob pointed out, that you do that automatically and your GO system drives you to do this. When you stop yourself from doing that, then what you're doing is engaging that secondary brain system, which I call the stop system, which is effortful, runs through the frontal lobes of the brain, it's less efficient, and it will only work if you have the mental capacity in the moment to stop yourself. And on top of that, and worse yet, you can't
There's more.
Worse yet, if you successfully stop yourself, you don't learn anything about stopping yourself because you're constantly not acting. So your brain doesn't learn anything when you don't do something.
Yeah.
So what you have to do, rather than trying to stop yourself from touching your face, is to create a different action.
That's incompatible with touching your face.
That's right. Or that is touching your face with something that isn't a germ-laden surface.
The problem is, if you're also transmitting germs and now infecting yourself by doing that, the consequences of that are potentially days, maybe even weeks away.
Yeah.
So your brain has a really difficult time connecting the face touching with that because of just the distance between the behavior and the effect that behavior has on your health.
Next week, we'll talk about navigating threats like coronavirus with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.